You guys? Oh, hey. I appreciate you guys playing, and it sounds good. But we told them we were going to have the best Christmas Eve ever.
Sorry, man.
And I'm not sure it was the best ever, but I have a plan. I've got an idea. I've got this. This is, you guys may not be able to see this. This is the Photon Cannon MK4 for the VI. Well, that's six, IV. This, actually I have 20 of these. So if you bear with us for a couple of minutes, like we're just going to set up 20 of these. We're going to light them up. That will be a start to making this the best Christmas Eve ever. You're in, Paul's in. All right? All right.
Feeling it, man.
John, I don't think that's the best idea. Like, that's just one. You have 20.
Yeah, we have 20.
We have to set them all up. Like, we're already in the Christmas
she
Eve
doesn't
service.
Understand.
Like,
I don't
understand.
I don't think that's what's
I'm sure at least some
it.
People will be patient.
It's like
maybe,
a half, 40 minutes?
I don't know. Like, we may just, like, totally blow a breaker. And then we'll have no hydro.
See, this okay. is the kind of worry. It's too much worry.
Yeah, see? All right, I got Wayne's on my side. Unfortunately, time is not. So, okay, so if we don't do that, what can we come up with to help us be the best Christmas Eve ever? Actually, I remembered something that might help. We want to, how many people here are under, like, 25? We have a few? Okay, we got some. We want to connect with people who are young, and I am obviously excellent to connect with them. I saw something the other day. It's called the Gen Z, or if you're Canadian, Gen Z Bible. And so I can draw on like cool lingo, sound hip, cool, that kind of stuff. Find the Gen Z Bible, and that will help it be the best Christmas Eve ever because it will definitely be memorable. Does that sound good? Yes.
I was like with you on the other thing.
Yeah.
This one, I'm not with you. Well, like you cool, just, rad, hip lingo. I don't even think Gen Zs will understand their own language.
It might not sound cool to you, but those of us who are young, it'll make sense. Okay.
That, oh, hey, Paul. I'm going to remember that one, man.
This is Luke 1, Gen Z Bible, okay? This, just bear with me. So, like, because you're young? See what you think. Just listen to it. See what you think, okay? So, like in the sixth month, this angel named Gabriel was sent by God to this city called Nazareth, which is in Galilee, you know? So, like, there was this girl named Mary who was engaged to this guy named Joseph. Joseph's fam was from the house of David, you know? And Mary, she was a total virgin. And then this angel slides into her DMs like, yo, what's up? Hail, girl. You're totally favored by the big man upstairs, God himself. You're blessed to the max compared to all the other ladies out there. Hashtag winning. And then, like, she saw him, and she was totally shook by what he said. And she started thinking, like, what kind of greeting is this supposed to be? The angel was like, chill, Mary. God totally approves of you. No need to stress. Yo, listen up. I'm going to drop some news on you. You're going to get pregnant and have a baby boy. And guess what? You got to name him Jesus. Actually, sound guys? I'm going to reread that last line. Give me some horns after it. That will be cool. Yo, listen up. I'm going to drop some news on you. You're going to get pregnant and have a baby boy. And guess what? You got to name him Jesus.
Okay, John, please stop.
You're right. That needed to be louder. Okay, sorry.
I don't think this is actually going to help anyone connect with the story, though, of Emmanuel, God with us. I have kids that would consider themselves Gen Z. I don't even think they're going to follow this.
I do like the horn, though.
Obviously, Paul
it's got potential.
There's got to be something that we can.
I have a good idea. I have a really, really good idea. Guys, I think if we had a Christmas movie tonight, that would be perfect. So
okay.
I've been working on something, okay? And let me know what you think, okay? This is just a trailer. Maybe we can finish it off. Here we go.
Thank you.
Mom? Dad? John? Where is everyone? Huh. I guess I'm just at the church alone.
That's interesting, Brett.
You got a future, man.
Please don't feed it. Because while it's kind of fun, I don't think it points us to Emmanuel, God with us, in any way. We need something to help us connect what happened 2,000 years ago with, like, today, like, right now. Right now. Nothing is bigger right now than AI. AI can help me tell the story. Let me just, hey, AI, tell me the story of Christmas for Canada now. It's thinking. Okay, here's the story of the first Christmas, retold for a Canadian kid who knows the struggle of winter driving and slow Wi-Fi and Tim Hortons. Okay, so this is AI. This will connect with us all. So way back in the day, there was a young couple named Mary and Joe. Mary was expecting a baby any day now, and Joe was a carpenter who built really nice Muskoka chairs. They were living in Vancouver, chilling out, when suddenly the government dropped some bad news. The emperor, let's call him the big boss in Ottawa, decided he needed to count every single person in the country for tax purposes. But because the online website crashed, classic, everyone had to drive all the way back to their hometown to sign a piece of paper in person. Joe was originally from a small town out in the prairies, maybe somewhere near Winnipeg where it's super cold. So he looked at Mary and said, "Sorry, hun, pack your parka. We're going on a road trip."
Okay.
You're killing it, man.
It's kind of funny. Like, kind of. But I don't think it really helps us to, like, understand what's so important about tonight. Like, we want people to understand that God is with us. And
John, you keep making me side with your wife, man.
I mean, is there another side? I'm not sure. But can we please just keep it simple? Please.
Simple? Simple doesn't sound like the best Christmas Eve ever, though. So before we give up on AI, we can at least get some, like, nice AI-generated pictures of
John,
Christmas.
I got this, okay?
Okay.
We've been working with something with Birkvale. Okay.
Okay.
I got some cool, like, AI pictures. I think that will kind of, like, solve the problem.
So you did, like, AI nativity stuff in Brookville?
Yes, exactly.
Okay.
I got some nativity scenes and stuff. Like, this first one. Look how good it is. Pretty accurate, right?
Seriously, AI gave you that when you asked for the nativity scene?
It is. Or, okay, let me see if I can do a little bit better, okay? How about this one? Cats, anyone?
Cat lovers will love it.
Or, okay, maybe if we simplify it, we just make it about, like, maybe the wise men.
Is that a duck?
I don't remember the duck.
But did you know, actually, that with the wise men, there might have been three, but there might have also been four or five or six or seven?
Oh.
Okay, one more. One more, okay? How about this one?
Okay, so AI doesn't work. That's just a general statement, not about tonight. We want to make this the best Christmas Eve ever, but none of these ideas are working.
I have another idea.
Brent has another idea.
What if we took Christmas lights and we just like covered the manger in them? Like just put them like everywhere, like all over, made like super bright and sparkly and shiny? Would that be a good idea? Or what if instead we like
Okay, guys. I don't think we need to add anything. Like, what is special about tonight is the chance to remember the real story of Christmas, that God fulfilled his rescue plan. Not through something that looked fancy, epic, or AI, but through a young mom and her committed partner and a baby born in the most humble of circumstances. And what makes every Christmas Eve the best Christmas ever is reminding ourselves that God, who broke into the world then, is still the same God who's with us today. We just need to remind ourselves of that original story. That's it.
She's got a good point, man.
Yeah. That doesn't sound as fun. How are we going to do that now?
How are we going to put up? I can
help. You can help with that? Do I know this song?
Ooh.
Do you know this song? Do you want to sing it? Maybe that'll help.
Today, we light the Christ candle. The season for watching and waiting is over. The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. This is the light of the world, and the darkness cannot extinguish it.
Oh, sing to the Lord a new song. Sing to the Lord, all the earth. Tell of his salvation from day to day. Declare his glory among the nations, his marvelous works among all the peoples. Psalm 96, 1, 3.
Ascribe to the Lord, O families of the peoples. Ascribe to the Lord glory and strength. Ascribe to the Lord the glory due his name. Bring an offering and come into his courts. Worship the Lord in holy splendor. Tremble before him, all the earth. Psalm 96, 7 and 9.
Say among the nations, the Lord is king. Let the heavens be glad and let the earth rejoice. He will judge the world with righteousness and the peoples with his truth. Psalm 96, 10a, 11a, and 13b. On this Christmas Eve, we light the Christ candle, signifying that Jesus, the light of the world, has come to the earth.
Let us pray. On this Christmas Eve, we celebrate and give thanks that we are not alone. God is Emmanuel. He is with us. We are always held in the light of his love. As these candles shine, so God's light shines in us for everyone to see. O Lord, may this be so during our Christmas celebrations and all throughout the year to come. Amen.
Luke 2, verses 4 to 16 says this. Since Joseph belonged to David's house and family line, he went up from the city of Nazareth in Galilee to David's city, called Bethlehem, in Judea. He went to be enrolled together with Mary, who was promised to him in marriage and who was pregnant. While they were there, the time came for Mary to have her baby. She gave birth to her firstborn child, a son. She wrapped him snugly and laid him in a manger because there was no room for them in the guest room. Nearby, shepherds were living in the fields, guarding their sheep at night, and the Lord's angel stood before them. The Lord's glory shone all around them, and they were terrified. The angel said, "Don't be afraid. Look, I bring good news to you, wonderful, joyous news for everybody. Your Savior is born today in David's city. He is Christ the Lord. This is a sign for you. You will find a newborn baby wrapped snugly and lying in a manger." Then suddenly, a great assembly of the heavenly forces was with the angel praising God. They said, "Glory to God in heaven, and on earth peace among those whom he favors." When the angel returned to heaven, the shepherds said to each other, "Let's go right now to Bethlehem and see what's happened. Let's confirm what the Lord has revealed to us." So they went quickly, and they found Mary and Joseph and the baby lying in the manger.
Matthew 2, verses 1 to 12 says this. After Jesus was born in Bethlehem in the territory of Judea during the rule of King Herod, Magi came from the east to Jerusalem. They asked, "Where is the newborn king of the Jews? We've seen his star in the east and we've come to honor him." When King Herod heard this, he was troubled, and everyone in Jerusalem was troubled with him. He gathered all the chief priests and legal experts and asked them where the Christ was to be born. They said, "In Bethlehem of Judea, for this is what the prophet wrote. You, Bethlehem, land of Judah, by no means are you least among the rulers of Judah, because from what you will come one who governs, who will shepherd my people Israel." Then Herod secretly called for the Magi and found out from them in time when the star had first appeared. He sent them to Bethlehem, saying, "Go and search carefully for the child. When you found him, report to me so that I too may go and honor him." When they heard the king, they went and looked. The star they had seen in the east went ahead of them until it stood over the place where the child was. When they saw the star, they were filled with joy. They entered the house and saw the child with Mary, his mother, Falling to their knees, they honored him. They opened their treasure chest and presented him with gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. Because they were warned in a dream not to return to Herod, they went back to their own country by another route.
Okay, so I didn't get to use the photon cannon MK4.
I'm still
upset
about that.
Is way better than a bunch of lights. We read the story. Sadie helped us remember it by singing for us. We've sang songs that remind us of what the story is. We missed one little part that I just want to highlight. The angels showed up. Let me first say, if there are churches that are doing like a really big show tonight, that kind of fits when you look at what the angels did with the shepherds, right? Like there was a big, spectacular show for a small group of people. Not knocking that. After the angels left, the shepherds said, hey, let's go check this thing out. They went, they found the baby in the manger, just like the angels had told them. And then it says, when the angel... They found Mary and Joseph. When they had seen him, they spread the word concerning what they had been told about this child. And all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds said to them. And I love the next verse. It's about Mary, this young woman who had come face to face with an angel, had to deal with all of the shame and ridicule that would have come with being a young, teenage, unwed mother, knowing what was true in her own heart, but not being believed probably by hardly anybody. These shepherds are actually the first people outside of Mary and Joseph that have had a testimony about what this baby is, about who this baby is, right? And they show up, and I don't know if you're like me, but if you know something's true, but no one else around you believes it, at some point you might start thinking you're going a little crazy. And when these shepherds showed up, as much as I imagine Mary might have been kind of annoyed by some shepherds breaking in and waking Jesus up for the, oh, just got him to sleep, it would have been so affirming to have somebody else say, hey, we have heard the same thing. We know what is true about this baby. And the next verse, the one I didn't get to yet, verse 19 in Luke 2 says, but Mary treasured up all these things and pondered them in her heart. If we come tonight and we sing the songs and like, that was nice, and then you walk out and forget, we've missed Christmas. If we put on a great show and we have fun and go home and forget, we've missed Christmas. The invitation that Mary gives through her actions is to not just bypass the events, but to hear it, be reminded, hey, God is with us. I don't know what you were going through before you came here tonight. God is with you. I don't know what you're going to experience when you go home, but God is with you. If that is just the most beautiful family time around a full table with lots of presents, God is with you. If that's driving from here to the hospital to sit with someone, God is with you. And the invitation we have is to hear this reminder and remember it. Treasure these things up. Ponder them in your heart. Because God is with you there. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things they had heard and seen, which were just as they had been told. We're going to wrap things up and leave it with you to hold on to this and treasure it in your heart. But sometimes one of the most beautiful things we can do is enact the Christmas story. By reminding ourselves of this light that has come, this light that is with us. And so when we light our candles, it's not just because it's cool ambiance. Brent, as we start to sing, he's going to come and he's going to take light from the Christ candle. That's that middle candle. and he's going to pass it to somebody, and you're going to ask that person to pass it along to somebody else, pass it along to somebody else. And as we sing, the place is going to light up. And this is a visual image of God being with us and us sharing that with each other and seeing it spread. And so I hope that even as we enact this while we're singing, that this is a chance for you to ponder that in your heart and just think about the beauty of God with us and that we get to share it now. As you go, don't forget to blow out your candles, and you can drop them. There's a white bin near where you pick them up. You can just drop the candles in that bin, and they'll get clean. Thank you so much for being here together. Christmas. Go in peace.